Hey everybody, welcome back to the Mantle of the Spirit. I'm one of your hosts, Miguel.
And I am Dustin.
I always forget that. I hope everybody's doing great. Hope everybody's having a blessed day or night whenever you listen to this. Today we are back with another update. It's Update Sunday. Yeah.
Woo!
Right.
Wow.
Dustin, what's the updates?
Updates. So we have broke ground on some ideas. The website will be releasing by the end of June, right? Maybe a little bit quicker than that. I don't know. I got to look at some things. As far as the shop goes, we are moving slowly with that because we want to make sure that we don't. How do I want to put that, Miguel?
We're not just trying to throw some products out there that isn't good. We want it to be, one, affordable. We want it, two, to be quality. And we want to be able to keep both aspects of it because, everything that is made will go to the ministry and help us, grow and get the ministry everything that it needs and everything. So, we want to do some really super cool things that you guys can have or something that you guys can share with the people also while sharing the gospel. Okay. Cause that's the main focus.
Yeah.
So we are finding cool ways for us to have gifts that spread the gospel and, gifts that you can share with one another and that kind of stuff. So we are moving a little bit slow when it comes to the gift shop, but it's all for good reason, I promise.
Yes. Excuse me. I just had some pickles earlier and it's starting to come up. It's hiccups. Anyways. Wow. So, as far as
reflex, kids, don't try this at home.
You ain't lying. As far as next week, we have some cool things that are coming out. I know last week was kind of Willy Wonka.
Said the last week was a little Willy Wonka. I like that though.
No problem.
Sorry, isn't that?
Yeah.
So next time someone's like, "Yo, this is silly," I'm like, "Yo, that's Willy Wonka, bro."
No, but as far as last week, it was kind of we were testing out the schedule, trying to figure out things, and we didn't do as what we were supposed to be doing. So that's on us. But at least
we were trying to make sure that everything worked. And also, I don't even think that we ran the schedule by you guys simply because we were just doing a run through and just trying to see if it even worked.
Yeah.
Which we failed. I think we got it this week.
Yeah, I think we're only recording tech. So we're going to give a breakdown. I can't remember if we did it in last episode or in last update video. But anyways, what the point of this is we record on Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays. Sundays are strictly days off where we sit down. We'll give a recording like this. That way you guys can, know that what we're doing. Going into the next week and kind of take a review back on last week or, on what we've done differently and what is to come in the future. We're only going to be uploading on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You're going to be getting two episodes a day. So that means,
two episodes on Tuesday, two episodes Wednesdays, and two episodes Thursdays.
Yes.
Leaving us the rest of the days to
plan, communicate with God, speak to him.
Research, do all the things. Because one thing about it is that we want to do this well. We don't want to just, we want to do we want to bring in some excellence in this. We want to make sure that everything is not only good, but it is the best that it can to our ability be.
Yeah. So plus, want to give some updates, and I don't want to get in too much into it yet because me and you, we still have to discuss it, but in the coming months, so in 6, 7, 8, in 3 months, I had to count that out. Sorry. Anyways, in 3 months, baby Leah is going to be here, my daughter. So, things are going to look weird in the month of August, like July, August timeframe. I'm still going to be a part of it. Still going to be behind the scenes. We're still figuring out some things as, trying to plan ahead, yeah. Trying to figure
it
that out.
It was going
to
be that he was going to take the month off. But now it's to our understanding where that's probably not a good option. Probably not a great option. Yeah. So we're going to, with this kind of schedule, hopefully we'll be able to keep
flowing. Yeah.
And also do some like sneak peeks on the days that we're not
yeah.
dropping stuff off, where you can kind of just get the behind the scenes of Dustin's new
little girl.
New little girl. Well, life, because respectfully, our kids don't go on the internet.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah.
So I'm sure later on, you know, you'll see like family pics and like maybe something like that.
Yeah.
But we don't just be like, oh, look. No.
So I don't. No, I don't believe posting.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't believe that. I don't believe in posting your kids everywhere. No.
I don't think it's bad to post them. I don't think like family, like a family settings, family groups, and like, yeah, like of course, but like, just so you know, it's a crazy world. Sometimes you just gotta be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, but maybe we're gonna try that. You know, we're gonna try and figure out a different schedule for everything. Once it gets closer, we will drop that information as far as that goes. Might just have to record extra. We don't know yet. It's something that we're going to have to discuss.
Yep.
Over the next couple months, but as far as the website, yep, it's almost completed. Gave that update. I'm planning to drop it. Drum roll. Middle of June or end of June. I haven't decided completely yet. It's really on God's timing on that. Because there, I mean, you know, God's doing some big things behind the scenes, not just in our lives, not just in the ministry. Well, not in just in our lives, but mainly the ministry is what he's been doing big. So, that's as far as that I will go on my part of the updates. Is there any update on your book? I know you told me earlier.
I didn't like to put my business out there.
Because we got to give sneak peeks.
He's excited about this book.
He needs listen. Two things. I need someone to write down in the comments or message us, one of the two. Preferably by email right now because we are having issues with the phone number that's on the website. So if you are trying to get in contact with us, we haven't received that text message. We're trying to get that figured out. Something we don't know exactly what happened, but if you are trying to reach us, please shoot us an email. We look at that email. We try to look at the email every single day. I know some days it's kind of rough where we don't get to because we get overwhelmed. But anyways, besides the point. Any updates on the book, Miguel? Or are you just going to deny me of that?
Okay.
That's crazy.
To comment you, but you didn't tell them why or for what.
Did I?
Yeah, you were like, yeah, just drop us a comment real quick, but not the number, because we have problems with that. So we'll try to get that fixed.
Oh, sorry.
That was such an ADHD moment. It's crazy.
No. Okay. Listen, it's bad. My mind has been everywhere today. No. If you like the book, like if you don't even know what the book is. Yeah.
Yes.
If you like fantasy books, then please leave a comment. You know, email us something.
Yeah.
I personally think that this should be at least 6 books because of the way that he's writing it. But that's me personally. So if you would like to see 6 books, you know. Yeah. There'll be a poll, actually. I'm gonna put a poll on Spotify and on YouTube. Yeah. So the people, you know, if you're listening to
3 books or 6?
Yeah, 3 books or 6 books.
So
it should be 6.
No, yeah, because we were just actually well, a friend of mine, we went to Barnes and Noble, and she is in a spot spiritually where she's like watching what she reads. So, like, we love fantasy, but if it has to do with like other gods or witchcraft, she's like, nope. She's like, I'm really trying not to read that. And anything that has like smut in it, she's like, I'm really not trying to read that. Like, yeah. She's like, you know, I've been trying to clean up what I read, you know, and like, and all that. So, and doing that, you know what it showed me? Because there was a lot of really cool books. We were so interested. There was a lot of series that we were like, oh, that sounds amazing. And then it would say, but the gods, and he or she uses, you know, must take on fighting demons, using the spiritual powers of da da da, like, and it's like demonic. And, you know, no offense, you know, if you read that kind of stuff, I did too up until recently. And, you know, God correct us on that. And so, like, it was a lot of cool books. And we were like, this looks like an amazing series, but we couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So that made me feel really good about doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because somebody who wants clean fiction.
Yeah.
And somebody who really wants the fantasy and allow it to be pure fantasy and get rid of all the craziness.
Yeah.
The witchcraft and the like just it being just clean.
Yeah.
Like fantasy, but still be able to have everything we like about fantasy. Like, we like exploring different worlds. We like to see animals and different things. And we're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, we like all that. So it just made me feel better. But the update on the book, you're going to be able to pretty soon here. You're going to be able to look at the prologue, which is going to give you a little bit of the backstory. And you're also going to get soon, I don't know when, but you're going to get a picture of what the world looks like, the map.
Yeah. So, you know, the one that I helped you with. Yeah, you remember that? I have to.
I'm going to give him his flowers. He did. I asked him some questions, and I was like, hey, what's your opinion on this? And he did, and he came through. He's like, well, how about if you did this with this? And, like, maybe this one here.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's his book, so I'm not going to take the credit on that. Yes, I. We sit here, we joke about it, but no, it's his world. At the end of the day.
He just lives in it.
Yeah, I do. No.
Yeah, so that's some really cool things that happened with the book.
What is happening?
I have made the decision because I have quite a few books that are coming out.
Yeah.
They're not coming out. They're in the process. Okay. And I decided to, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I decided to publish myself under my own publishing. So that is gonna be fun. I like books. I'm a nerd, y'all. Nerd. Love books. Judge books by the cover. And if you're a reader, you do too. And so I decided to do that. And so we're really gonna be able to be one-on-one with people who want it. And yes, if you are someone who wants to pre-order it, eventually you're going to be able to have a pre-order list with it. We're going to be releasing some backstories and some behind the scenes of the writing, that type of stuff. Is going to go, we're going to probably do that on our social media platforms. I'm also working with an AI video.
Oh boy.
And so writing in so that way we can kind of see the world kind of brought to life.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be, yeah.
Be careful with that. Not playing.
So, but yeah, a lot of cool things happening.
So before we end it, where is next week taking us? Where, what should we?
To the moon.
To the moon. No, where, what is happening Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? What is the series that they're getting?
Oh, yes. So the new series this week is actually going to be called Knowing Who Your God Is. Basically going, not only knowing him by, you know, Father God and all these other, you know, things, but actually knowing his names and learning how to use that, calling on his name, calling on that attribute of God. But it's also separating the God of the world and the God of the Bible, because Jesus looks in two different forms in today's world. And you got one that preaches his, all of his attributes, including his wrath and his anger and his holiness and his righteousness. And you have the, you know, the Jesus who just loves everybody and doesn't care what you do. And so we are really going to be marking about, you know, how to make sure that you are following God, you know, the God of the Bible, and not falling into, you know, the new age Jesus where we try to picture him and, you know, and put him in a box that we're comfortable with.
Yeah, definitely. How long is it?
Don't know. So God says enough. It's going to be pretty long. I'd say at least 6.
Okay. That's not bad.
So.
Okay. So is there anything else that we're doing?
No, I think that's it for right now. Until, you know, until the later things are revealed.
Okay. Think if there's anything else I need to put on. Make sure at the end, you know, at the end of these videos, please leave a comment. You know, let us know how we're doing. Please like and subscribe, and turn on the bell, notification bell if you're on YouTube. But at the end of the day, you know, God's doing amazing things, and we hope that you guys are enjoying the videos that are coming out. We have so much more that is planned for in the future. So
we are looking toward actual video.
Yes, we are. Yes, definitely. Within coming months. So, maybe even sooner. So, at the end of the day, God loves you. We love you. And yeah, I hope everybody has an amazing night, amazing day, wherever you are. Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Nope.
All right.
Well, have a great day, guys.
Yes.